Indeed, as I learned, they were on the planet where the little prince lived. As on all planets, good plants and bad plants. In consequence, there were good seeds from the good plants and bad seeds from the bad plants. But seeds are invisible. They sleep deep in the heart of the earth's darkness until someone among them is seized with the desire to awaken. Then this little seed will stretch itself and begin, timidly at first, to push a charming little sprig inoffensively upward toward the sun. If it is only a sprout of the radish or the sprig of a rose bush, one will let it grow wherever it might wish. But when it is a bad plant, one must destroy it as soon as possible, the very first instant that one recognizes it. Now there were some terrible seas on the planet that was the home of the little prince, and these were the seas of the baobab. The soil of that planet was infested with them. A baobab is something you will never, never be able to get rid of if you attend to it too late. It spreads over the entire planet. It bores clear through it with its roots. And if the planet is too small and the baobabs are too many, they split it in pieces. It is a question of discipline, the little prince said to me later on. When you finish your own toilet in the morning, then it is time to tend to the toilet of your planet. Just so, with the greatest care, you must see to it that you pull up regularly all the baobabs at the very first moment when they can be distinguished from the rose bushes which they resemble so closely in their earliest youth. It is very tedious work, the little prince added, but very easy. And one day he said to me, you ought to make a beautiful drawing so that the children where you live can see exactly how old this is. That would be very useful to them if they were too troublesome days sometimes. He added, there is no harm in putting off a piece of work until another day. But when it is a matter of baobabs, that always means a catastrophe. I knew a planet that was inhabited by a lazy man. He neglected three little bushes. So, as the little prince described it to me, I have made a drawing of that planet. I do not much like to take the tone of a moralist, but the danger of the baobab is so little understood, and such considerable risk would be run by anyone who might get lost on an asteroid, that for once I'm breaking through my reserve. Children, I say plainly, watch out for the baobabs. This was my end of my story, and the next story will be continued by Nakai 57, please.